Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace.
Where would that be exactly, huh?
In an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Flash poll today on the program. You can text in at any time or call in if you like. How will you vote on Measure 2, the marijuana question on the ballot in North Dakota? How will you vote on that?
Did we cover that?
You know, we talked about it.
We took that poll. It was like 85% no.
Yeah, that's been a while.
It was last week, brother.
One you're talking about.
Jay was in here, we were talking about it, too. I think our audience is a resounding no. I think that's a given.
You think so, huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's see if Kevin's right. Measure number 2 on the ballot. Yes or no? Text 701-237-1590. Or you can call us at 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. Term limits is the one I thought we'd done.
No, we did the cannabis one, too.
Term limits, have we done that one?
I don't know if we did the survey on it.
I don't know about you, but...
Where's the super producer?
When these get close, you know, you really start focusing in on them. So either one of them, term limits, yes or no. There's two initiatives on the ballot. Conservative Constitutional Measure 1 creates term limits for state legislators and the governor. Really bad idea in my mind. Really bad idea. Just because of there's not a huge number of people clamoring to run for state legislature. Kev, you haven't thrown your hat in the ring in Minnesota yet. What's the deal? Come on.
Not a chance.
No?
No. I'm no politician. I don't have the
patience for it.
Nope.
So, Measure 1 is the term limits. Measure 2 would legalize marijuana. So, yes, no. Statewide ballots, in my mind, a bad idea. Same thing with marijuana. What's your guess, however, on whether these pass? I'd say probably yes.
Yeah, I think the Measure 2 thing will pass. I said that. The term limit thing, I've seen both sides of it. I don't know. I think the election integrity issue always comes in with term limits because the voting booth is our term limit. You know, our vote is that. But if the vote isn't legit or there's shenanigans going on, it makes you wonder. So it makes you think, well, maybe we should have term limits because I'm not sure that the vote is legit if that's my only, you know what I'm saying? It's my only option. That's a big question with the term limit thing for me.
First vote is yes. Yes, you can cast your vote by texting us at 237-1590 or you can call us 271-1100. 855-200-1776. And let us know how you'll vote on the ballot measures as well. Yes, says the first texter. People are angry with the two-party system picking their candidates. term limits makes that power brokering harder.
That's true.
That's the feeling out here.
I also think there's some, you know, validity to the bureaucrat argument, the people that are there forever. They have to be term limits, the staff.
But if Kevin Flynn decides to run, Kevin Flynn can run. I don't know how that is the power brokering or the two-party system picking their candidates. You know what I'm saying? I don't. I wouldn't get too wrapped up in that. Henry Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Henry.
I'm kind of for him, kind of against him, but I don't think term limits work. I think what we really need to do is change the how people get their money, because it's big money that's changing the election. I mean, you look at Zuckerberg's dollars, you look at all these things that, you know, billions and millions. You shouldn't have to pay $10 million to get a $200,000 job. So they got to change the way they're funded so that the average Joe can always run. Term limits just leaves the bureaucrats in charge. That's my problem, is that now you got a guy that works for the state, but he's not elected, and he's actually running it because the elected guy is only in there for two or three terms, and then he's out, and the guy that the bureaucrat stays in there. So that's my thought, is change the election laws on how money's donated. You shouldn't take $30 million for some of these Senate seats to get a $200,000 job. That's ridiculous.
All right, so what you're talking about is what, taxpayer-funded elections?
No, I'm just talking about, you know what, you can't get more than $50, or no election can go over $100,000. You know, just once you got your $100,000, that's it. Spend away. Who makes money on it? The radio station, the TV station.
Hey, Henry, we got to make a living,
too. You guys jack the prices up on that stuff. Come on now.
We don't actually jack the prices up. We actually have them lower. Which is part of the campaign finance reform, but I take your point.
I'm just joking. So anyways, that's my thought. And then as far as the weed goes, it'll probably pass because there's just too many stupid people.
So it'll pass because when you say too many stupid people, you think it's a stupid idea to pass marijuana.
Name one good thing that comes out of alcohol. One thing, just tell me one good thing that comes out of getting drunk after 11 at night.
A great buzz by the bonfire. What are you talking about?
There you go.
I would say the. I would say the same.
You know what I'm saying?
All the time about marijuana. What good comes from marijuana?
Well, that's my point. My point is, we have one bad thing. Just because you have one bad thing that's been around for thousands of years, should we have another bad thing? And if you're going to legalize marijuana, legalize cocaine. Do the stuff I like. What the heck, you know?
Yeah,
I'm joking. But anyways, yeah, this is just ridiculous. Let's have another bad thing that society needs: more lazy people, more people getting stoned, driving heavy equipment. Let's just do it. I mean, that'd be great.
My
point on that is it's already being done. I mean, you're not illegal just because you saw tomorrow. You're going to say it's legal. That just means okay. Well, it comes out of the wherever it's being done. You know, because it is being done, whether, you know, believe it or not, whether it's legal or not, it doesn't matter. The war on that drug was lost long ago. The war on all the drugs is a losing war. I mean, it's just.
I agree.
What, throwing the towel?
The towel's already, there's no ring to throw it in anymore. The fight is long over. There's not even it's going to be legal. That means people can get it now. And the only thing that'll do is legitimize it, able to be taxed and regulated.
There'll be more of it.
No, there won't. There's plenty already. It's everywhere, Matt. It's been everywhere for decades.
Right. Is there any real good studies that have come out on California, Colorado, any of these states that have legalized it, you know, the early states that have legalized, have they really solved any of their problems? Has their drug addiction went down? Has their homeless problem went down? Has the revenue of the state just, you know, taking care of all their problems? Is there any true, honest, you know, studies been done on that so we even have some factual information to look at?
Yeah, plenty.
But I don't think things have gotten better. I don't think things have gotten better.
Well, it depends on which metric you want to unpack. Do you want to pack the tax revenues and the benefits? Yeah, I mean, Colorado's at $500 million a year that they're spending on. California misdirected those funds, shockingly. But, yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of money being. That's and on my side of it is that, hey, get a hold of it, regulate it, get a handle on it, tax it, and, you know, make it safer if that's even a thing. That could be a thing because, you know, it's regulated and nobody can, you know, put fentanyl in it or I don't know, whatever nastiness is going on with it. But I think it takes I think it puts resources and money towards the drugs that are actually killing people.
I appreciate your call. Some good food for thought there today. Texter says, I hope Measure 2 is defeated. I'll vote no and encourage everybody to do the same. North Dakota does not need to legalize marijuana.
And don't get me wrong. I'm not some normal member or some huge advocate anywhere before. I just think it's just like, I mean, we've been to Vegas. I've been to Alaska and California and Arizona. It's everywhere.
Texter says, yes to term limits, no to marijuana. All right? We're asking the question today. Simple as a text to 237-1590 or a call, 271-1100. Yes, on term limits. Only seems like we hear from politicians when their jobs are on the line. Yes, on Measure 2, tax it and make North Dakota great. Kevin's point, tax it. Revenue, because it's happening anyway. More after this. Don't go away.
Does the spring fog leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming October auctions include 442 acres of crop and pasture land in McHenry County, 159 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County, 1,620 acres of crop and pasture land in Emmons County, south of Bismarck, North Dakota, and 80 acres of hunting land in Roseau County, Minnesota. View these auctions and many more land and farm estate retirement auctions at Piper's.com.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I can't see you over there staring at your drink, watching that I sink all alone tonight.
Kevin says Keith Urban is 55. Say it ain't so.
Yeah, birthday boy today.
Feels like he's more like 35. I don't know.
He is going to be at the XL Energy Center a week from Saturday.
Is he really? I've seen him at the XL Energy Center.
And maybe taking the lovely Alex Taylor and a guest to the show.
That's a good show.
Yep, he's awesome.
That guy knows how to put on a show. I'll tell you.
I'm kind of excited. Tyler Hubbard from Florida Georgia Line is solo now. He's one of the opening acts. I'm kind of excited to see him.
Wow.
So,
that was a really good show. Really good show. I'm a Keith Urban fan.
He was at WeFest a couple of years ago, 3 years ago maybe. And he came on the crowd, and he's playing right out in front, and he's up on this little stand. I think he was on a chair, and he's playing, and my friend Heather happened to be right next to him with this group. And I forget the reason, but she said this friend of hers was battling something. I want to say it's cancer, but whatever, and said, "Can she have your guitar?" And he said, "Sure." And he unplugged it and unbuckled it, and then he got a pen, and he signed it, and he handed it to her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, that was cool.
Just ask.
Just ask, yeah.
Just ask.
Yep.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Keith Urban.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, we're in the Freedom Matters USA studios, Wednesday edition of the program. Call us at 701-271-1100. Text us at 701-237-1590. What do we got? 8-4 now. No on measure 2. I'm with you. And 5-2 in favor of term limits. So 8-4 against legalizing marijuana, 5-2 for term limits. Keep those coming. 701-237-1590 or call us. Lunch today at PetraServe USA, home cook and grab and go convenience. They have two fresh baked cookies. You buy one, you get one free. That's a great deal. And, of course, home cooking includes lasagna on 45th, Swedish meatballs in Glendon and 12th Avenue and I-29, as well as West Main Avenue, West Fargo, with chicken tenders today, beefy noodles today at MP Avenue. Mm-mm, good. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, PetraServe USA. Jody in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jody.
Hey, good morning, Scott. How's it going?
It's going great. How are you today?
I'm great. I just wanted to share a few tidbits of information. I got selected to be a voter judge in Cass County, and I had training yesterday. And I have to be honest with you, there are some very alarming things that I got out of that training session that I wanted to share.
Oh, no.
Worse than you would even think. And to be honest with you, I got asked, and I was really humbled to be a judge. And I was very excited to go to this training because, A, I wanted to learn, about the integrity and how our voting process works. And honestly, I left there more concerned and so uneasy. I didn't even sleep well last night, to be honest with you.
Tell us why.
Well, a few of the things. So, the training people there, just to be very blunt, have no idea what they're doing. So the administrator and the assistant that were selected by our Cass County Commission, they need to go back and do their homework. Let's just be blunt. Number one, they didn't check a single voter judge's ID. So at check-in to this class, not a single person's ID was checked when you went in. Okay. Number two, there was another red flag was that absentee ballot question where, the question was asked, what if somebody brings their absentee ballot to the voting site, like day of election? And our administrators, the people teaching it, along with the attorney that was there, weren't even able to answer the question. We actually had a volunteer in the audience say that no person can absolutely be with more than one ballot at a time, and they must turn that in before they even walk in to that facility. So that was a little alarming to me that the people doing the training of this class weren't even able to securely answer that question. And at the end, they just said, they looked at each other, all three of them, and just said, well, that sounds like a good answer. Okay, so they took the information direct from somebody in the class. Okay. The other thing that was a concern was that citizenship question is that we have non-citizens voting in our election, and this is 100% happening. And we're told as election workers that we have to take people at their word and cannot question on the day of election. if we do, we will be asked to leave the facility. And we were told that by the administrator. And the reason this was a red flag to me is because they walk in with a North Dakota ID, which, by the way, do you know that non-citizens can be issued an ID in the state of North Dakota? But apparently somewhere on the license or ID itself, it says they're not a citizen. And I asked the question, can you show us what that looks like? Because I've never seen one. They had no picture or no image or no description to tell us. So, A, I've never seen one before, so I don't even know what it looks like. And the thing is, a person can walk in and not be a citizen, and also the law can never require them to update their license or their ID if their citizenship changes, which is something that absolutely needs to change at our state level. The other thing that was an issue, it was just total confusion. Anytime we asked for an official answer, and there was actually an attorney at this training, which I found interesting, you know.
Was the attorney answering the questions?
Yep. He would stand up on the side of the room when certain questions would come up in the class. And, you know, the administrator and the assistant administrator would just, they didn't know the answer. They didn't feel comfortable in giving particular answers to questions. And an attorney would stand up against the wall and give answers. And, you know, Scott, it was crazy. This attorney we had an argument of probably 15 minutes about this. The question came up about students and the voting requirements of a student in the state of North Dakota. The number one thing required is you must provide a current North Dakota driver's license or state ID card, regardless if you're a student or not. Okay. And this attorney, I kind of argued with him a little bit because he told me as long as they have a South Dakota ID, a Minnesota ID, whatever it is, as long as they show their, you know, their proof of where they live in the dorm or whatever here. And I said, no, the number one thing is you have to provide a North Dakota ID first. And you know what they said? They said, well, and this was the administrators and the attorney were, well, we want to be able to let people vote. And I said, are you kidding me?
Wow.
Then they need to go down to the DOT and get their ID updated before they show up to vote. I don't care if they don't have their...
That's crazy talk right there. That's
kinder, gentler. Are we going to let people vote?
People don't know how to get IDs. Come on now.
Let's just let them vote.
Wow.
We want them to vote.
Yeah, let's just let them vote. Yeah, and I said no. And I called them out on it. And you guys, this is very disheartening. You know, we have training people, training this course to probably 50 of us that were there yesterday. And I'll be honest, I've never been involved in an election. And I went there expecting to win.
Hang on one sec, Jody. Just hang on.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Here's Pam to tell us what brought her to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
We first came in because my husband had an operation on his back. We had already researched everything, already knew what we were going to get. Our envoy is just amazing because, you know, in North Dakota, we have the coldest winters ever. And so just being in there feels like you've gone on vacation. I can't imagine my life without the envoy. Just part of our life now, part of our relaxation, stress reliever.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables too, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks too.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian President Vladimir Putin, facing military production delays and mounting battlefield losses, has urged his government to cut through bureaucracy to crank out enough weapons and supplies to feed his troops in Ukraine. A Ukrainian counteroffensive has put Russian forces on the defensive posture. The Russian military supply shortfalls have been so bad that Putin had to create a new committee to try to address the delays. At a White House meeting Tuesday, U.S. energy executives told Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm that shutdown crude oil refineries will not restart. Valero's chief executive, John Gorder, made the announcement. A cargo ship attached to the International Space Station performed a five-minute engine burn on Monday to get out of harm's way. Fragments of a satellite destroyed in 2021 by a Russian anti-satellite missile was to blame. USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Dakota's home for Chevy. Pucklich has some great deals for you right now. Take a look at the pre-owned selection they have right now. At the Valley City location of Pucklich, here's a pre-owned 2014 Chevrolet Tahoe LTZ. Champagne, silver metallic. Leather seats. You get the idea. This is loaded up. 145,000 miles on it for just $21,000. Pre-owned 2014. Check it out right now at PucklichValleyCity.com. PucklichValleyCity.com. Always a good deal. There's the Wednesday wheels. It's fantastic. All right, Jody, if you could, how did this movie end?
What's that? Oh,
I said, how did this movie end? How did it resolve?
Where are you?
Oh, with the voting.
Yeah,
So these were a couple of quotes I just wanted to say that I found very interesting from the administrator. That this is the person teaching us in the state of Cass County the laws and regulations for our voting in our elections in our state. He said, "We don't pretend to know everything about this." That was an exact quote from him that I found completely disturbing.
Why am I at your training?
One of the other quotes from the attorney is, he said, "The Secretary of State is not the law." When we were interpreting the voter IDs and regulations right on their website, that was his comment.
Well, I have a Secretary of State.
They're for.
You think this guy just was out of his league? Shouldn't be doing what he was doing?
Oh, they both should be fired. In my opinion, neither one of those people giving that training yesterday are qualified to do what they're doing. And these are people that are training us for our upcoming election of our officials that run our country.
Interesting. Jody, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We have a couple of guests waiting, so I want to get to another call waiting, and then we'll...
Friend said you should follow up with the Secretary of State's office about this.
Who said that?
A friend of mine texted me and said, okay. Wow, you guys need to follow up on this. Yeah, this is crazy.
No kidding. Pat in Denver. And I would encourage Jody to do that, too, because that's going to be the, you know, you can talk about the time, the place, and the names and all
of
that.
Yes, absolutely.
Pat in Denver, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Last call before we go to our guests.
Greetings from Smoke
written Marijuana Haze Capital of the United States, Denver, Colorado.
Yeah.
And, Kevin, you're wrong. You're wrong about the issue. In fact, every state that's enacted legalized marijuana has seen a dramatic increase in use, even among underage users. And with that, has seen anywhere from a 30 to 35% increase in DUIs that were attributed to marijuana. So the idea that it's everywhere and it's just the legal aspect is just going to replace the illegal aspect isn't happening. It's actually worse everywhere they've done it. And in fact, if you look at the LA Times, they just did an investigative piece. Now, the LA Times is one of the most progressive rags in the country. But even they have started to say it's a problem. They found that 80% of sales in California is in the black market, is illegal, because they can sell it cheaper. And as a result, they haven't fixed their illegal problem. It's actually worse now because, of course, there's more people using. And because of that, it moves people into harder drugs, which means there's more hard drugs being consumed. So I appreciate, I mean, Kevin's kind of using the common wisdom, but the facts and the experience in other states doesn't support that.
That's been my gut all along from everything I've ever seen. Nothing gets better. Nothing gets better, and plenty of things get worse. So, you know, a good thing to keep in mind. What's your sense of Measure 2 in North Dakota? My sense is it's, you know, 60-40 against.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, it's always who turns out, right? That's how things work out, but I would say that there's a pretty good chance. You know, it lost 60-40 last time, and that's only 4 years ago. What's changed to make it better? Actually, the news is worse for the industry. Even some of the marijuana publications that tout this stuff are saying that there's blowback now because it wasn't this nirvana. The dollars, and of course, you don't want to do this just because, oh, we get more tax dollars. North Dakota doesn't need tax dollars that bad to introduce one more way for people to screw up their lives. But the sense is that the social costs are starting to show up, and as a result, they're not seeing the success that they had 5 years ago. And so I would say nothing's really changed, so why would we expect a different outcome in the election?
Appreciate the call. Our quick poll today, Measure 1, 7-6, no. Measure 2, 15-4, no. So kind of goes along with that take. Let's talk a little bit about the North Dakota Military Museum. A memorandum of understanding was signed last week, the purpose of which is to establish an official partnership and cooperative effort for creating a North Dakota Military Museum. We want to talk a little bit about that today. By the way, still to come on the show, Secretary of State candidate Michael Howe and Congressman Kelly Armstrong. So stay tuned for all that still to come on the program. Right now, though, Major Al Dorman, Adjutant General of the North Dakota National Guard, Dr. Bill Peterson, Director of the State Historical Society. Al, Bill, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Doing well. Good morning.
General Dorman, are you there?
I'm here. Yes, okay. Scott, thanks for having us on. I think I tried to talk the same time Bill did.
No problem. Glad to have you both on the program. What is, General Dorman, I'll start with you, what is the North Dakota Military Museum?
Well, it's an idea we've been thinking about for decades. And we took the first steps to try to establish one last legislative session. We got authority from the legislature to enter into discussions with the Historical Society and the authority to accept up to $10 million in private donations. And that really started the conversation going. We've talked to a lot of stakeholders. We've gotten a lot of feedback from legislators and community leaders. And that really culminated in this memorandum of agreement that Dr. Peterson and I signed earlier this week.
And Dr. Peterson, talk a little bit about the North Dakota Military Museum integrating in the other museums that North Dakota has as part of the State Historical Society.
Sure, thanks. You can call me Bill. It's really an honor to be here and talk about this project. You know, the military's had a really fantastic history in North Dakota. And at the Heritage Center, about 10% of our collections are military-related. And then plus, you know, we already have several military-related sites across the state, from the Cooperstown missile launch facility, Ronald Reagan Missile Site, to a couple of other places that are directly related to military history in the state. So it's kind of a logical conclusion that this would be a way for us to take a bigger look and a deep dive into the wonderful history of the military in North Dakota.
Sorry, go ahead and finish.
I was just saying that the National Guard's been a great partner in this.
Well, and I'm curious, from your standpoint, General Dormer, what does it mean to have a museum celebrating North Dakota military? I mean, is it a recruiting tool? Is it just a piece of history preserved? Talk a little bit about the motivation from the Guard's perspective.
Yeah, Scott, I think it's all the above. We're talking about honoring those that have served, educating on the rich military history we have in North Dakota, and really inspiring the next generation to consider serving in the military. The military is becoming more and more of a family business. Those that join because they know somebody in the military, a mom, a dad, a sister, a brother, a cousin, uncle, aunt, somebody like that. But we have such great opportunities, and it's so important to this all-volunteer force that we continue to inspire future generations to consider serving in the U.S. military.
And, Bill, from your standpoint, the State Historical Society, how do you see this adding to what you have now? And the Guard, as General Dorman talked about, that family connection on the Guard and the connections there.
Sure. Well, thank you for the question. So many of North Dakotans, have family members that served in the military, all branches of it. And so this is just a way of adding another jewel in the crown of the State Historical Society and the Heritage Center, right? So we're excited to see it integrate and be yet another addition to this amazing facility that is the Heritage Center and State Museum here at Bismarck.
Yeah, fascinating. General Dorman, anything else you want to tell us?
No, Scott, we appreciate the time today. We're trying to get the word out there. We're working with some private foundations who are pitching in to help us socialize this idea and look at potential donors. We've gotten some very positive feedback as far as the feasibility of getting this done. So we're starting that effort now. We continue to speak or talk with our legislators. Something that will be discussed during this next legislative session is how do we get this built as part of, as Bill said, the incredible facility we already have at the Capitol.
So the funding side of this to be determined yet?
That's fair, Scott. The like I said earlier, we got authority last session to accept up to $10 million in private donations. But as we were talking about the potential for this military museum, got a lot of feedback from legislators and others that if we are to build this, we should build it right. And if we're going to build it right, it should be built on the Capitol grounds. So I think we need to continue to have those discussions as to what's the best way to fund this. We're moving forward with private contributions, but right now I'm capped at $10 million. It's probably going to cost more to build a facility on the Capitol grounds just because of the requirements of incorporating it into the architecture and the building requirements on the Capitol. So those discussions are ongoing, but we're very optimistic about our ability to raise funds, but need to have that discussion with the legislature about whether there's a state share in this or not.
Sounds like an exciting project. Only a few seconds left. Bill, what do you anticipate in the way of possible funders?
Oh, well, that's I think it's going to be a mix of funding from the private individuals to people involved in, say, the defense industry companies, that sort of thing. I haven't been closely monitoring that part of it, but I think that's the exciting potential of this is there's a lot of people that are hopefully willing to step up and fund some of this.
Sounds fantastic, gentlemen. Thanks for the update on the project. Good luck to you both.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Scott.
Look forward to there being a North Dakota military museum. More in a minute.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment. targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
He's 55 today, huh?
Yeah, this is like the most appropriate song for any star ever. Who wouldn't want to be me?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to be Keith Urban, really? You know?
Keith Urban doesn't really seem to me to be the kind of typical star performer that is, like, full of himself, though. Seems rather kind of like a humble guy.
I have twice given up my meet-and-greet pass till my wife could meet him.
What?
My wife's met him twice, and both times he was incredibly personal and very nice, commented on her perfume she was wearing, asked her what she was wearing. Yeah, she came out of there walking about this far off the ground.
Okay, I get the first time, but why the second time?
A friend wanted to, that was having some issues. I'm battling some stuff. So I said, yeah, go ahead. You can take mine.
I see.
And
wasn't your wife both times?
Nope. Well, my wife went both times, but that was just because she's my wife, and she said, I'm going. So I was like, okay,
right.
I guess you're going.
Yeah.
You know, it was fine. It was really, really cool. Both times were it was cool to give mine away to the people that got them.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yep.
It is. Did you happen to know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? This is a true fact. You can find out more about that at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities all across our great state of North Dakota. That's right. A little bit of breaking news here today. Sam Alito, Supreme Court Justice, says the leaked abortion opinion made conservative justices targets. Do you know that? Targets for assassination. Justice Samuel Alito said in remarks at the Heritage Foundation that he and his colleagues want things to get back to normal in the Supreme Court, the term that started this particular month. You know, the fact that it made justices targets for assassination would be, I would think, motivation to say, who leaked it? Which we still don't know. I don't know. A lot. Another news story you should know. Have you been following the polling of Dr. Scott Jensen at all, Mr. Minnesota?
Yes, I have. He's doing quite well. But again, it all depends where you're doing the polling and who you're polling.
The momentum.
Yeah, seems good, though.
For Jensen is very obvious. Forum Communications over the weekend, which has a number of papers around Minnesota, endorsed him for governor, or Tim Walz. Do you see this, that President Trump has endorsed him now? I guess it's not a surprise.
Yeah.
But he'll take it. The Minnesota Police and Peace Officers Association has. National Federation of Independent Businesses, which is a large small business, in fact, the largest small business pack in Minnesota. Walz has State Teachers Union and the Minnesota Medical Association in his camp. What's your gut tell you on that race, Kev?
Oh, man. I can't get past just the way Minnesota is. But my gut says he's got a solid chance. I don't know that I can call a winner right now.
That would be huge.
Oh, man.
That would be absolutely huge. No doubt about that. Let's see where our term limit
is. I don't hear nearly enough about Matt Burke on that ticket, like I told Dr. Jensen. He said, well, Matt's super busy. He's the one that's really, you know, working the metro area. And that's
so super,
you know, that's ground
super, super
zero.
Super busy for the campaign?
Yeah.
You mean?
Yeah, that's what he said.
He's all in.
Oh, yeah. Matt is a solid human being, very smart.
I don't hear much about him out here either.
Yeah, he's concentrating his appearances, his efforts in the Twin Cities in the 7-county metro where the ground zero is kind of thing, you know. So if they can win that, they've got it. That's always been the thing. They can win Hennepin and Ramsey County and, you know, a bit of the freak show that is the Twin Cities, Duluth, Rochester, and Mankato, and St. Cloud, I got to throw in there now, too. And you're...
And basically, you need to win the outstate and a little bit of the metro.
I actually heard an ad on, I was listening to, a Hannity Encore, or one of them on the Fox News Radio stream, and one of the ads was some rep out of St. Cloud that will always keep St. Cloud's climate needs first. But climate.
What is a climate need?
And then it said, then there was a tagline that said, go to greenvotemn.org. Greenvotemn.org. Well, go to greenvotemn.org, which of course I did. The website doesn't even come up. I'm hearing an ad for this person about the climate in St. Cloud. If you want the climate in St. Cloud to be protected, this apparently is your guy to send to St. Paul. I forget his name.
Interesting.
I thought, okay, is there an issue with the climate in St. Cloud that's not a problem in Brainerd? I don't think so. But that guy's going to take care of St. Cloud for you.
Measure one, it's the term limits.
Yeah.
10-6. No. Vote this hour. 19-5. On measure two, marijuana. No. 19 to 5, no. 10 to 6, no. On term limits.
PetroServe USA, home to home cook and grab and go convenience and great deals all month long, like liquid ice, 16-ounce cans, 2 for $3.50. Twizzlers, strawberry twist, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds, only $1.39. How about this? Pizza Corner Pizzas, $6.79. 28 packs of Ice Mountain Water, only $3.99. And any size fountain pop, 79 cents all month long. Lowest price fuel around and great deals. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.